Craig Collins Show on AM 1230 WJBC. Dr. Barry Riley, Superintendent of District 87, joins us on the show. Thank you so much for jumping on such last minute in the request, Dr. Riley, first.
You bet, Craig. Good to talk to you.
So I was wondering if you could just provide a voice for our listeners and a little bit more context to the decision that came down today. I'm not sure how much you can reveal about the what went into that decision-making or just, you know, why District 87 will be doing remote learning this semester. And I know you've probably done that already in a few different other public statements, but what, if anything, do you think might be valuable for our listeners to know?
Well, certainly the first thing is that this was a very difficult and agonizing decision. It was done over the span of weeks. Obviously, we finally came to this conclusion within the last couple of days, being sequestered with my administrative team for hours on end, just going through the pros and cons and looking at the safety measures that we could put in place and feel comfortable with. We've looked at positivity rates. We've looked at our number of cases here in the community. We've been in contact with our local health department, who have been a great resource for us. We've monitored what has been going on in other places in terms of schools that have already started and have had to shut down either classrooms or do some quarantining of numbers of kids or staff members. And we think in the end that we would likely be in a scenario where if we bring people back, no matter what safety measures we put in place, we're probably going to have cases that come into our buildings where we will likely have to disrupt things by shutting down a classroom here or there or an entire school building for a period of time or even the district. And in the end, we felt like those disruptions and the safety issues that it puts our staff in and families as kids might go home, really we came to the conclusion that the best way to go is to get us laser focused on one goal, and that is to provide the very best remote learning experience for our kids in the hopes that we will one day return soon to the classroom because we know that's the best place for them to be.
Now, I've seen it reported a couple different ways. For District 87 specifically and not necessarily Unit 5, this is a decision for the entirety of the semester or will it be revisited in October?
I'm glad you asked that question because I've heard that confusion as well. And we will reevaluate this decision at the quarter, so it will be very similar to what you've heard and reported on Unit 5. What probably created that confusion was with the when we were in the choice mode for parents who chose that remote option, that was they were locked in for a semester, and that was due to the staffing needs we would have to allocate and what that would present to us in terms of those staffing needs. And so, no, we will do a quarter review at that point, and we will make that decision as we get close to the end of the first quarter. That will be in the early October timeframe.
I know you're a busy guy, so I can let you go with that, but if you don't mind, could I ask you a couple questions?
Sure.
Okay, so the first one, and this is the one I think a lot of people might be curious about, as far as the quality of education while remote learning, is there anything that you found after a semester of doing it that might be able to enhance it further? Is there any information you have as to what the best, I guess, practices even for parents would be in that world? Because this decision is made for anyone that's listening, and I'm not asking you to weigh in on that. Anyone that's listening and would prefer for it to be changed, at least for now, that's the reality we live in. Moving forward for District 87, for Unit 5, kids will be learning from home. Are there any additional things we've learned having done this already once that will make it better this time?
Absolutely, and it starts with accountability. If you go back to the spring, when the state went into its shutdown order, one of the orders that we had from the State Board of Education was that no child could be harmed academically, meaning that wherever they were at, once we went into the remote learning mode at that time, they could not go any farther down in terms of their grades. As you can imagine, that presented some frustration, especially when it came to secondary students who lacked the motivation, knowing that, okay, if I've got a B in my science class, I know that I don't have to do anything for the rest of the school year and I will get a B. That presented major challenges for parents, for our teachers, and that has changed. We will have much greater accountability. The rigor will be emphasized more. We will have a structure to the day that gets kids into a routine, more interaction with teachers in the remote environment, mainly through Zoom and Google Classroom, those types of environments. So you can expect that there will be much greater accountability, and they will be teaching our curriculum. For those families that in the choice option chose remote, we were planning to use the Edmentum platform, which is different, and that really was creating some challenges in offering some of our courses, in particular at the high school level. Now all of our curriculum will be taught not only by our teachers, but it will be our curriculum, and we will be able to offer the full curriculum. That will be a relief for some parents out there, even though we are in the remote environment. But those are some of the things I can give you right off the top of my head.
I'm also curious about this. Obviously, a story broke, I think it was yesterday, about a band camp that wound up getting canceled because a student at the band camp wound up being positive for COVID-19. If you're a fan at all of the world of baseball, you've seen this happen to the Marlins and to the Cardinals, where one case becomes 10, 15, 20 cases. Was there any amount of information learned, and maybe if this is a protected health-related question, then it's okay if you just plead the fifth, information learned as far as that story yesterday goes that further added to this conversation, this discussion, and this decision that happened today, or was this already something that was happening completely separate of that news story from the other day?
While it did happen separately from what we ultimately decided, it is a cautionary tale in how things can go. And what I mean by that is this: our band camp, our band instructors did a phenomenal job of following the requirements and guidelines for keeping kids safe. They were masked when they were supposed to be. They were socially distanced all the time. They had to bring their own water bottles. When there were breaks, they had to social distance. And when we confirmed that we had a positive case, the health department in their contact tracing found that they did not even have to self-quarantine any other band student, nor did they have to self-quarantine any of our staff members. So that tells you that our staff did its job. That being said, the likelihood that this young person contracted the virus outside of that environment is very high. And so we can't control environments that kids and other people go to when they're outside of our supervision. Not that we couldn't have a case that developed within, but I think that it's cautionary in the sense that if we have classrooms going on, if we had a case that came in there, the likelihood is that we would have to self-quarantine because the space is not like it is for the open field where the band is actually doing its band camp. And so we really feel that we would be in this start and stop mode, whether it be for specific classrooms or a school building or the entire district. And we think that would be much too disruptive, and therefore we decided that we would go 100% remote. Now, that may not be true if you have a small school system, but for a large district like ours and Unit 5s, those realities are very real, and we think that it would cause more disruption than it would help us.
Fair enough. I wouldn't be off the hook, I think, with a lot of listeners who might feel upset by this decision if I didn't ask you this. As far as the cases go and as far as children are concerned, it appears as though the health risks are lesser in those worlds than in the worlds of anyone that is at risk. Does that factor into the decision to decide to close as to open? And if for anyone out there, and we had a caller by the name of Darlene who runs a daycare and said she hasn't had an issue, and she's disappointed to hear this news. I think she even gave you guys a grade, which I won't pass on. But in those worlds where those discussions are happening, where parents are going to be very split, I imagine, just like everybody else, as to how these decisions work, is there a amount or at least a response maybe to whether or not that's a relevant part of the conversation, that kids are less likely to have serious illness from COVID-19 than at-risk adults?
No, I don't disagree. I think it is a relevant part of the conversation, and it is one that we have considered. That was one of the reasons that we were really looking hard at bringing us to an in-person environment. And at one point, we were even considering just going with remote learning from eighth grade on up, and then having our pre-K through seventh grade there in person for one of the big reasons is what you just mentioned. But in the end, we also have to keep in mind that You know, we have a number of staff members, some of whom who are at risk, some of whom families members may be at greater risk due to underlying health conditions, and even some of the kids who go home to families have families that might have underlying health conditions. So I can totally respect and understand why some would disagree with that and be critical of that. But in the end, as you can imagine, Craig, we have people who, if we're in session, there will be a lot of critical statements made out there, and we know that we're going to have critical statements made for those who think that we should be in session. And there's really no winning with everyone here. I accept that. I understand that. I'm willing to take that. But in the end, I have to help make recommendations that are in the greatest interest of everyone, and I'm willing to do that.